homage to Sakyamuni Buddha, homage to His Holiness Lama Achuk Rinpoche, homage to His Holiness Gelwe Nyugu Rinpoche. Everybody raise bodhicitta to benefit countless suffering sentient beings. May all beings have happiness and all the causes of happiness. May they be free from suffering and all the causes of suffering. May they never be separated from the great happiness, devoid of suffering. And may they forever dwell in the great equanimity, free from attachment and aversion. To sacred bodhicitta, the precious and excellent mind, where it is not, may it arise. Where it is, may it never decline, consistently growing, rising higher and higher. We now begin with impermanence, and specifically in the teachings it mentions impermanence of life. However, we'll have a few discussions regarding impermanence in general. And as the quote says, impermanence is everywhere, yet I still think things will last. I have reached the gates of old age, yet I still pretend I am young. Bless me and misguided beings like me, that we may truly understand impermanence. Impermanence is everywhere. In fact, it is one of the natural laws of this world. Everything is subject to impermanence, and it's happening all the time. It's happening in our universe. It's happening in our environment, in the weather. It's happening in economics, in politics. And yet, we look at all of these things and we feel like, or we have the perception that everything is permanent, everything is staying the same, that everything will last. And this too, with our life, we carry on our life as if it's going to carry on forever. We don't take heed of the fact that for all living beings, their lives are impermanent. In fact, our body is always in a state of change. We think that we are the same person, that we are the same body, and this has stayed the same. We may see a few little small differences. Maybe we see some wrinkles, or we see some changes in our body, maybe a little bit rounder or a little bit skinnier. But we don't realize that our body is changing all the time. Our blood is circulating all the time. Our cells are moving. And our mind as well. Our mind is always in a state of change as well. It's really changing very quickly. Even for the omniscient, they also are subject to impermanence. Whoever is born is going to die. Whatever is stored up is going to get used. Whatever comes together, or whoever comes together, will one day be separated. And whatever is built up, one day will fall down. We have this human life, and we'll only have it, if we're lucky, for a few decades. And when we die, how we die, this is all very uncertain. It's very important that we realize this practice of impermanence. We have this precious human life. Saying that, it's very important that we realize that we don't know when it's going to end. And realizing this, we don't know what's going to cause our death, when it may happen. It may happen very suddenly. So that we don't, if we know this, we don't take our life for granted. In this way, the practice of impermanence makes us very aware of this. It helps us to realize that we don't know when this life will end. So let's make this life meaningful, and let's not procrastinate and think that, oh, we'll wait for another day before we start. Let's start now. What we have is today. Yesterday is gone. It's over. We can't bring it back. When impermanence happens, change happens. Often we experience suffering. What is really causing the suffering? Is it the change? Or is it our attitude towards the change? It's because we have attachment, because we think things are permanent and lasting, but we find that they aren't. And when we want to make things permanent and lasting, we come off second best, because that's just not the nature of reality. It's going to change anyway, sooner or later. You hear many of these great teachers, what do they emphasize as the most important teaching? So often they emphasize impermanence. As Buddha said, of all the animals' footprints, which is the greatest? Is that of the elephant? The same as of all the teachings, which is most important? Is that of impermanence? Accordingly, it's very important that we develop an intense awareness of impermanence.